This weekend's fire in Brazil's National Museum hit home as the news that a Hawaiian feather cape was housed there. HPR's Kuve Hirishi joins us live with the story.
Aloha, Catherine. Yes.
This is so sad.
It was, and I think everyone got the news that this fire was burning 200-year-old institution in Rio, millions of artifacts. And then to hear that we actually had a Hawaiian feather cloak there, I think kind of shook a lot of folks. But so a little bit history on this cloak, how it got to Brazil. Back in 1823, so a long time ago, King Kamehameha II, Liholiho, was en route to London to meet with, to try to gain an audience with King George IV at the time to sort of, this was the first time he ever left or any of our kings had left to kind of have that one-on-one relationship with anyone. But while they were en route to London, they took an 18-day detour to Rio, which was interesting. There's really no reason why, a known reason why he had done that. But while he did, he had a chance to meet with the Brazilian Emperor Dom Pedro while he was there. And he was actually received really, really warmly, which was odd because they, you know, not too many people knew about Hawaii at the time.
Interesting.
Yeah. So Noel Kahanu, American Studies faculty up at UH Manoa, joined us to kind of give us an idea of what happened during that exchange.
When they greet one another, there's an exchange of gifts. And so King Liholiho receives a diamond-encrusted sword with a gold sheath. His wife, Kamalmalu, receives a pair of diamond earrings. And Liholiho, in turn, presents the emperor with a feather cloak and a kahili.
So we do not yet know about the whereabouts of the sword and earrings. Like, hopefully we can find out about that. But we do know that the feather cloak, this ahuula, remained in the hands of the Brazilian government and was housed in the museum. No confirmation yet on whether or not that was damaged in the fire. We do know 90% of the artifacts in the museum right now have perished, but waiting to hear about that. It's an interesting function, though, that these ahuula, these capes and cloaks played sort of in the late 1700s, early 1800s. We've got a ton of these in museums around the world, because our ali'i had used them sort of as a government function to solidify that relationship with other countries, with other captains of ships, and sort of show a goodwill towards someone. It was something that they actually did. But when you think about it possibly burning in this fire, it's one of those things where, okay, what do we do next? Should we be a little bit more proactive about going out there to find them? Should we be talking to other museums? But the vast, to give us sort of a bigger picture about what's out there, it's not just the cloaks and the capes. There are a lot of other feather work out there. And Noel shares us a little bit about that.
Over 50 cloaks, 100 capes, and 60 mahiole are known to exist all over the world. We do have some here in Hawaii, but the vast majority exists in private and public museums throughout the world, and then a very small portion is held in private hands.
That's right. So mahiole were those helmets, but all of it very intricate feather work, I'd say, in this particular ahuula that's thought to be at the Brazil Museum. We're talking 20,000 birds would have been captured to remove the feathers from them and then make the cape itself with something like 50,000 feathers. So very intricate handiwork and something really treasured, I think, for the cultural experience that it had. But in the giving that, posing that question about whether or not we go and repatriate them, so folks might have remembered back in, was it 2016, that colonial pu'u cloak that was brought back from big ceremony, brought back from the Te Papa Museum in New Zealand. That was sort of that first interaction with New Zealand to say, okay, we know you have this feather cloak of ours, we want to bring it back and do this official ceremony so that we can kind of honor that relationship. So when we think about not just bringing these cloaks back, but forging that same relationship that Liholiho tried to forge back in the day with Dom Pedro over in Brazil. I think those are some of the conversations we're going to start seeing as these things unfold. So what Noel was saying that was really interesting was, you know, if we really want to pay tribute and honor the legacy of the Ali'i, is it going to be problematic when we ask for these things back, you know? Or do we just keep it there and try to forge that stronger relationship? But she worked at the museum, Bishop Museum, for a while before this, and sort of had a her own reflection on what this fire meant for the museum community.
I think that probably everyone in the museum field who woke up to that news or who saw that news shuddered in horror. And this is a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call for every institution. We have to ask ourselves, I think, even for us, what if we woke up the next morning and Bishop Museum burned to the ground?
Those are, you know, it's a really deep conversation and something that I think all museums, including our own Bishop Museum, will really be looking at the next couple of days.
Clarify for me, though, if this was something that was presented as a gift, you know, that the Ali'i gave freely and they received a gift in exchange, why would we repatriate these things? I can see if, you know, there were archaeologists who went and took bones and funeral objects, that kind of thing. This is a little bit different, so explain to me.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, and that's the point that Noel had made as well. It's whether or not we don't want to question Arlie's intentions in gifting that, so we're not going to ask for all of these cloaks back. But in some instances, the chain of custody, but the way that something got to a place is still a little murky, and those kinds of, in those instances, sort of having that conversation again with these museums and with these other countries is really something that we're going to see.
Right. And again, the whole conversation about, are we doing enough to guard our treasures?
Exactly. And I see a lot of folks kind of starting those discussions. You know, some are saying we want to bring it back, but others are saying, oh, this was a gift. So it's going to be an ongoing discussion. But unfortunately, it had to happen from this fire.
Right. Well, hopefully we can all learn from it.
Yes.
Thanks so much. That was Kuvehi Hiraishi with the Hawaii link to a fire at Brazil's National Museum. This is The Conversation on statewide member-supported Hawaii Public Radio.